Alan, can you talk a little bit about your pre-draft workouts last year and what that entails?
Well, when I went, you know, as a guard, we had to do a lot of shooting drills, and, you know, we did a lot of conditioning drills within those shooting drills, you know, just to see, you know, they want the team to see if you were in shape. And I usually was in there with about four or five people, and we would always play, you know, two-on-twos and one-on-ones.
Do you think there's some limitations, obviously, with the one-on-one and the two-on-two? It kind of shows only a few dimensions of your game versus being in the open court five-on-five.
I mean, you know, the NBA is, it is a one-on-one game. You know, you got to be able to, you don't have to, but, you know, it's good if you be able to take your man one-on-one, or, you know, be able to score one-on-one. Because sometimes, you know, there's not, unless you're a superstar, you know, there's not going to be a double team. And, you know, you got to be able to make plays. So, you know, I think with the one-on-ones and the pre-draft workouts, you know, they just want to see if you can make plays.
Do they put you up against somebody who's considered to be a good defender to try and figure out how you, you know, if you can take them off the dribble?
I mean, I was in a bunch of different scenarios. You know, one of my workouts, I remember I was in there with a guy who was 6'11", but he was considered a guard. You know, I was in there with one of them. And then there was a couple workouts where I was in guys my height that played my position. Then I was in workouts with point guards. I worked out with three guards, you know, so they definitely do tend to mix it up.
Yeah, they do mix it up. Talk about what it's like when you're going from camp to camp, just the travel, how that wears you down. Maybe, you know, some days you feel like you have a good camp, other days you don't have a good workout with a team.
It definitely does wear you out, you know, and coming out of college, you're not used to that. You know, it's kind of like that in the pros. You know, you have a workout ahead and you fly into your next workout, you know, a day in between, or if not, you know, consistent workouts right after one another. So it definitely helps you out and get you prepared for how the NBA is going to be. But at the same time, you know, coming out of college, you're not used to that constant back-to-back pounding like that.
So you think it's similar once you got to the NBA, you found that that kind of travel requirements was a regular event in the NBA?
Yes, definitely, and it's a whole lot more, too. You know, it's way more than what you do in the workouts.
So you know, it's kind of very similar because you're trying to make the best of every opportunity that you have when you're with the teams or at a camp. And at the same time, when you get to the NBA, it's kind of like that, too, because you only get limited opportunities.
Definitely, definitely. You know, like you said, you know, you just want to try to make the best impression you can, you know, when you get the opportunity to.
If you were to talk to somebody who was coming out of college this year and was just about to start that process, what would you tell them, you know, as good advice?
Just stay focused and not get caught up in the things around you. You know, just worry about focusing on working out with the teams and, you know, getting into that draft. You know, that's more important. You know, you can have a good time later, you know, once your name is called and everything like that. So, you know, I would tell anyone just to stay focused and work hard.
Get your rest and eat your Wheaties.
Oh, definitely, definitely.
All right, thank you very much.